Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing. I hear it from people all the time, friends, family, even clients, who are upset that people are holding resentments and grudges and anger and just unkind thoughts against them. Hey, not to worry. I believe there's probably a line of people who hold grudges and are angry at me. First, I used to be a drunk, and people forget I've been sober for 34 years, but people are convinced we don't change. Well, that's sad. I have people also who judge me based on one side of a story or simply an opinion. Oh, those opinions. You know what I say? Love yourself enough to say, who cares? People aren't going to like you. Not everybody. So what? They formed an opinion and they judged you. It's what they do. They say the adjective to judgmental people is about someone who forms opinions, many opinions, and they always have an opinion, and these opinions are normally mean, harsh, and critical. And they put these opinions on people. And they also try to convince other people about their opinions. But these kinds of people are not open-minded. Nope. They are just too busy looking for the negative so they can try to spew that energy on others. Believe me, if they do not like you, not only will you know it, but others will know it as well. So here's the thing. It's about them and not you. And I get tired of hearing, don't take it personally, but really, don't take it personally. How many times have you heard someone say, you better not hang out with that person or whatever? Why? Because they don't trust that person. They don't like that person. That person said the wrong thing to them. That person is more popular. Who cares? But I hear it weekly. What do? I figure this out. I am 65, and I am big enough to form my own opinion. So I just listen, and I'm kind. Then I let the words pass through my ears because I refuse to judge other people based on a person's opinion. So thank them for their negative opinion based on their personal experience. And move forward without judgment on either side. See, here's the thing. We are all so filled with judgments that we feel like we need permission to like or dislike someone. That's not true. You are stronger than that. If someone has a resentment, let them. When I was going to AA, their big book stated, resentment is a number one offender. It destroys more alcoholics than anything else. And that's because people are so very attached to their resentments because they feel so wronged or angry or fed up that they hold on to it so tightly that they can't move on. See, this is why I say when someone holds a grudge or resentment, it has nothing to do with you. It's just about people holding on so tightly, it affects the very core of their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I try daily to make sure my resentments are not there. And sometimes, a resentment comes up, and all I can do is to let it go. I can meditate, I can write, I can do a gratitude list, I can do whatever I can to allow it to pass through me with peace. Because I desire no attachment to negativity. And believe me, it's not easy. But here's the thing. Some people believe that if they let go of resentments, they feel like they are letting that person off the hook. I say, why do you need to put the person on the hook in the first place? Really? When people have a strong emotional investment, it's such a waste of time and energy and inner peace. So if people need to hold on, it's just them trying to have a sense of power and control. Really, pay no attention to the people behind the curtain, but feel compassion for them, that they even needed that control. Imagine how they feel, that they need to puff up their chest and show how powerful they think they are. Excuse me. I think it's important that you recognize what resentments are and what grudges or anger are all about. Because for the people that hold it, it serves as a protective mechanism they use in order to protect themselves from future hurt. Did you hear what I said or what I wrote? Future hurt. So these people who are judging you, resenting you, holding their grudges and anger towards you, they're stuck. They have a difficult time living in the now because they can't let go of their past. And what's so sad is they miss out on the now, which quite frankly to me is very wonderful. I love living in the moment, this very second, because nothing is bothering me. It's 6 a.m. I'm talking in the mic. I have a cup of coffee in my hand. My dogs are sleeping peacefully. I don't have a worry in the world this second. You don't have to listen to me, though, because there are so many studies about anger and bitterness and hurt and resentment. In one study, researchers discovered that people who held on to their anger and hurt and resentments experience greater cognitive decline. And those who were able to let go were able to move on, and their cognition was better. And it's the same with health. They suffer more health issues. It reminds me of the saying, I'm so mad at you. Look at what I'm going to do to me. Oh, brother. Yes, it's true. If someone doesn't like you, let them not like you, okay? Just let them hold on to whatever story they need to tell themselves so they feel good about being negative, unforgiving, and unkind. Oh, and stop trying to be liked. It's so unattractive. Does this person liking me make my butt look big? Come on. People have already made their opinion, and we should never care why they made that opinion. The truth is they made an opinion, and it belongs to them, certainly not you. Carrying the weight of what other people think, believe me, and feel about you and believe about you is heavy. I don't want to carry that load, so let it go. Take back your power and surrender the need for others' validation. We allow other people's opinions to not only hurt us, but oftentimes define us. It doesn't matter what other people think of you, and you have to realize that it doesn't matter. You don't want to carry that weight. That's their beast of burden, so to speak. Their opinions belong to them. They have to live with that burden and discontent. It only has to do with them trying to feel superior to you and to others. What do you do? Okay, good question. Have compassion. They are so attached to their resentments and grudges and dislike and anger, they cannot move forward. They are stuck. They try to feel superior because they are suffering so greatly. So let it go and realize it has nothing to do with you and everything, and I mean everything about them. Understand that they feel hurt, and rather than doing the hard work they need to do to let go of the hurt, they would rather remain hurt and angry and bitter. So have compassion that one day they may find peace. Be mindful. They are clinging to the past hurt and refuse to let go. Stay in the now, because they are unable to stay in the now. They can't. They replay what hurt them over and over and over and over. And then they talk about it. They keep that flame of anger and bitterness and hurt glowing like a bright fire, as if it's warming them. But their fire is just coals that they are holding on to. So be mindful and stay in the moment. Just because they live in the past doesn't mean you need to join them. Finally, practice gratitude. It has a positive impact on your life versus just holding on to their resentments and negative opinion of you. Practice it more and more, and you too can walk towards peace. And speaking of walking in peace, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.